Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we all know what the Last Supper was like. We've all seen the famous painting, and the disciples are all arrayed on one side of the table. No. There was no eyewitness account of what the Last Supper was like, but it's hard to believe they all sat as they did in the mural in the church on one side of the table, affording the artist a great view. This wasn't a family publicity shot. Instead, it was a group of friends who were gathered around the table sharing a meal. And there's some speculation that they may have been sharing a Passover Seder, we don't know. But the fact is, these were friends, they were comrades. They cared about one another, except for Judas. Now, if I were to ask you to name a villain in Scripture, Judas's name would probably come first to mind. John doesn't say this, but Judas was a snake in the grass. He does say that he was corrupted by Satan. We don't know. It's possible that he'd always been a bad egg, and yet he seemed to have some positive qualities. We understand that he was in charge of the disciples' treasury, so he must have had some facility with numbers. And Jesus must have trusted him. Now, this isn't going to be a homily about misplaced trust. But I wrote about this in my daily reflection for Lent yesterday on what is known in some quarters of the church as Spy Wednesday. But we all can succumb to temptation, each and every one of us. We all sin. Every one of us here, me included, we are all going to stumble. And still, Jesus welcomed Judas at the table, knowing what Judas was going to do. On the night before he died, Jesus chose to have him at his Last Supper. Think about that. Now, that is a level of forgiveness and grace that we should all aspire to. I'm not going to say we can achieve it, but we should work for it. And we see that Jesus was giving commandments to his followers. And you know, Maundy Thursday, it comes from the Latin mandatum, commandment. Jesus commands his followers that you love one another. And just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Jesus does not tell us to go out and beat the drums and to hit people with our theology and tell them that they're sinners and wag our fingers at them. Jesus tells us to love people. Now that should be very simple, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it? I know it can be hard, but sometimes we make it difficult for ourselves. And it's possible that we're not thinking about Jesus. Jesus has given us a new way to be. And yes, this sounds like a Sunday school lesson. Be nice to one another. You may remember that that was one of the cardinal lessons of that book that came out from Robert Fulham many years ago. Everything I Need to Know in Life I Learned in Kindergarten. Play nicely with the other kids. Your mother's taught you that. Your father's taught you that. The church tries to teach you that. Now, we don't always do that. It was one of the church fathers who once said with an eye roll, at least we can assume it was there, "Oh, those Christians, look at how they love one another." We have a reputation for infighting and for backstabbing. And sometimes we're no better than Judas was. And we don't know what motivated him. Yes, John can say that somehow the devil had turned his heart. But it's possible that Judas had run up some gambling debts. It's possible he needed the money. It's possible that some of the other disciples had ticked him off and he was jealous and angry. We don't know. So we should never think, I would never turn on Jesus the way Judas did. Now, I don't imagine anybody here would turn on Jesus the way Judas did. And I don't imagine anybody here would betray their friends or their community the way Judas did. But, we should always remember that we are not alone. And in those moments of temptation, when we're struggling with whether we should do the right thing or the easy thing, Jesus is with us. Again, it's that simple. And in a few minutes, we're going to share the Lord's Supper, which is the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples that night. And we are going to remember the gift that Jesus gave us. And he continues to give us the gift of grace and love and forgiveness. And that may sound nice, but it's also true. And if there are moments in your life when you think that you are not lovable, or you think somehow I've done something so bad I can't be forgiven, Jesus is going to forgive you. Now, that doesn't mean you should then run out the next morning and commit more sins intentionally. But when you slip up, when you err, when I slip up, when I err, Jesus will forgive us. That is God's grace in action. And that is what we'll remember when we come to share the meal. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day, as hard as it is. And we thank you for the gift of Jesus, who shared so much with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.